What? So you try to open the door and it went open? Seriously?
Channeling your innermost psyche. Bring out your absurd. Bring out your inane banter. Bring out that which would be considered, that it is. Pull it just a little bit more. You'll pull it out, it's tickling, and it hurts at the same time. Makes your left eye want to clobber into your brain. I think you pulled your eye through. There it is.
Have a drink. Get some cocaine. Get some pills. It's a normal night out, you know?
Check, check. Hey, welcome to the House of Cuckoos radio show. How are you?
Welcome, welcome. We're on the same track still. I'm doing well.
Did you eat a banana today?
I had two bananas on my way to hell. And, you know, the devil, he had a bunch, but he only gave me two out of the dozen, five he had.
It was quite appealing.
It was quite appealing, eating bananas with the devil.
Enlightened sheep rose up from their flock and spake unto thee. The wolves are out there watching you and me in the name of the sheep herder, the bringer of wool.
The sermon of the bringer of wool.
Did you bring it?
Ah, the great lord of sheep, the bringer of wool, all soft, fluffy white. And thus spoke the brightest of the sheep, "Baa, baa, I say unto thee, baa." "Baa," spake the most enlightened of the sheep to the bringer of the wool, the shearer of the lamb.
Seer or shear?
Shearer of the lamb.
Oh, I thought we were having lamb chops.
The darner of the yarn.
That sucks.
In the glow of the holy pumpkin, all its orange shamanness.
The Sermon of the Bringer of Wool, the Lord of the Sheep, and the Enlightened, most prolific of the sheep, spaketh, bah, bah, bleat, bah.
And then he grazed.
And he joined the flock once more.
Graze unto thee.
He'll be the first sheep shorn of the season.
Come spring.
He'll be relinquished of his wool, his fluffy whiteness.
And sacrifice him.
And have mutton stew.
In the name of our
God. Bringer of wool, the Lord of the Sheep, and the most enlightened of them all, who spaketh bah, bah.
You had a talk, did you?
Bleat, bah.
Said the other sheep.
How dare you talk amongst the bringer of the wool, the other sheep exclaimed. We are but simple grazers of this land, and land we shall graze, and you bleat and praise.
Sacrifice such animal.
For sure you will be shorn, the first of us all, and the sacrificial lamb you shall be, shorn, relinquished, eradicated of your wool and life, as you will be given to a stew of mutton.
Praise the sheep sacrifice.
The bringer of wool, darner of yarn. O pumpkin, art thou the one who bringeth the joy of life?
Wherefore art thou, pumpkin? Wherefore
art mighty God, this... Mighty God of the Gordy Mites, rise and round the pumpkin shown down upon thee. The lambs bleated, not once but three times, the herald of the queen, of the four sheep of the east, the two of the north, 12 of the south, and the lone west of the wandering sheep, bleat bah, blah beat the great. Thus spoketh the mighty sermon of the wool, who bringeth the shininess of the whiteness, fluffy sherp sheep, the sherpa of the sheep, and the sheep sherpas, the sheep sifata, who would bring unto thee the enlightened one, and the karma shall ever rise amongst the sheep, the bleating of the bad, the wool they'll be made, the sweaters that'll be worn amongst the disciples of the sheep lords, will forever graze in the holy flocks on the lands. Praise unto thee, the sheep who bleat the loudest, the lamb who sacrifices unto the mutton gods and the gods of the belly, shall be ateth and eaten, holy and loved, and excremated in the end. Amen.
Amen. Sheepen.
Thank you for that sheep sermon, for the sermons of the sheep that are out there. Good sheep out listening, be sure to be. In your life, you are the sacrifice of the sheep. In your ways, that you
and
are the one.
He who bringeth the wool. He who bringeth the wool is the greatest of the sheep lords.
So, sacrifice just a scrap of your wool, if you can, when the plate comes around. Just a little piece of wool will help those who need more.
There are many sheep bleating.
That's
that need your help.
The sheep give. A little piece of wool. Piece of your DNA. What part of your body are you shaving off for the sheep god?
My undertaint. I have the most wool there.
Won't you be cold for the winter?
Never. I got a taint scarf.
A taint scarf for a sheep. A talking sheep's taint scarf. How do you scarf a taint? How do you scarf a taint?
You wrap it ever so gently.
Around?
The taint area, and testicles.
But it's a scarf.
It's a taint scarf.
Wouldn't that be underwear?
It would, no, not necessarily. It's a flop strap.
What's it gonna wrap around?
The scrotal region.
Oh.
Held together with a pinch of the buttocks.
Oh, and what happens when you relax?
Well, it's in the pinch of the buttocks hole, actually. It has the cellophane ending, which just tucks into the buttocks hole.
Cellophane? Sounds like you have Rice Krispies down below.
Woo!
Snap, cracker pop.
Cellophane in your ass.
That'll hold your scarf.
That'll hold it there in your rectum hole. Your buttocks hole. Your buttocks hole!
And you do that instead? Why don't you just not get them shaved? Shave off a piece of your arm.
Shave off a piece of your own scrotum.
Use your arm hair.
I will use my palm hair.
It gets infected because it's cold.
My taint is a cold.
All this for the sheep god.
The lord of the sheep, bringer of the wool. The lord sheep herder.
Sheep herder. It's a wave.
It's a wave of sheep. We're being dominated by a wave of sheep. Everybody, back underground.
That's pretty much it. Well, it is an election month, so... That's pretty much how it went.
All the sheep come out.
and vote for the candidate that shouldn't be anywhere.
That election day is passed.
It is done for the season. We have all the wrong people in office. No matter who is elected, they're the wrong person.
Yeah.
You're not right. Go the fuck home.
Put the trees in office instead.
And I feel that, like, everybody wants to complain about illegal immigrants getting handouts, people who buck the system on welfare or Social Security, these guys. I think the biggest leeches, the biggest sector that we hand out to are the politicians.
Oh, well, yeah.
Without our tax money. They have no job.
Yeah.
We pay them with our through taxation,
then
so they can sit there and tax us more.
Right, and then
they're the biggest leeches.
The businesses.
And what are they doing?
It's just like the little locals that get busted, like our area with mafia type.
What the fuck are they doing?
They
for
know
us?
Each other. They help them take care of these certain industrial types.
6 in the morning, police at my door. Fresh Adidas squeak across the bathroom floor. Yes.
No drive-bys here.
No.
It's a perfect land here where the House Cuckoos is.
The only
a
thing
little circle
anybody
of
shooting in the House of Cuckoos is whipped cream.
Oh, whipped cream and video
games. Yes. Tons of video games.
We still have Duck Hunt out.
We have Duck Hunt. We do have the farthest we date back at the House of Cuckoos video game era.
Pong?
No.
I thought we dug that up.
We dug that up? No, we actually donated that to the House of Cuckoos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
memory of our great grandparents.
Yeah. The earliest one we have is the Nintendo. You know, the great box. You had to blow the cartridge.
You got rid of my Odyssey? Where's my Odyssey?
Pickaxe
Pete, man. My Odyssey.
Pickaxe Pete.
Tink, tink. It was like Mario with the pick.
I only remember Monkey Shine on Odyssey.
Klepto Hunt.
What?
Klepto Hunt.
Klepto Hunt.
Now that's a good game.
I remember on the playing on the Tandy when I was a kid, Munchman was like a Pac-Man.
You played Munchman on your Tandy?
On my...
I think that's...
Texas Instrument.
This is some subtle hidden stuff.
My Tandy Man. No, they had a game called Munchman, which was a Pac-Man knockoff.
Munchman. Right, but this is Munchman.
Munchman.
Where did he come from there? He's not around. I heard his voice when he came.
It's the spirit.
Well,
actually, I had a can of Lenny.
Oh, and Lenny in a can?
Lenny in a can. It's only one random line. Yeah, they sell it in another dimension. Luckily, we have the janitor in his interdimensional closet. Janitor's closet is interdimensional. Anywhere you want to go.
He's still eating our pineapple.
Yeah, and he brought us these can o' Lennies.
Which, I'm going to go back in and get more.
Yeah, go grab it.
You just wait out here for a bit, and I'll be right back.
All right.
Hey, mister, how are you?
What? Who let the dwarf in?
Hey, here comes the kid up here.
The kid up to who?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm here to collect $20 for your paper.
What paper?
I've been delivering a paper to you for the past 4 weeks, and you haven't said that you didn't want it.
I don't even remember collecting the first paper.
Well, my dad is in the car over there waiting. I have to collect $20 for everybody I've been getting a paper to.
Okay, let me go grab my wallet.
Are you gonna not come back?
No, I'll be back.
He says he'll be back.
Hey, what's up, girl?
Yes, if you could hurry up.
Oh, yeah. I have $5, a lighter.
A lighter?
A piece of candy, and 2 bus tickets to Parma Heights.
I'm supposed to collect $20, or it's going to be I'm in trouble. I took the paper out and said I could do it, and now I can't do it.
We never received a paper. Do you walk up to the stairs, the address?
It's middle of the night. I put them up early. I get up early and put them in everyone's yard.
Wow. This is...
Okay, I'll take...
Are you even real? Because it's like in the middle of the night. Your dad is making you collect tickets now?
He knows that's when people are home.
Wow, your dad's slick.
Well, we'll take the tickets and the $5.
And I got like a toffee mint thing here.
I can't take candy.
It's rum.
I can't take candy.
Maybe your dad?
Dad, he's offering candy though. Okay, alright, I gotta go. We're gonna stop giving you papers.
Okay, I've never received one.
Hey, here's your drink, man.
Some kid just left with his dad saying that he was collecting for some newspaper.
Oh, you didn't fall for that, did you? There's a little dwarf guy going around with him and his accomplice. It's in the paper. It's in the Plain Dealer. You can read about it. They're pulling scams on old people. And he's saying that he's like, did he do a paperboy run or did he do the Boy Scout?
No, he did the paperboy.
Oh,
that's
man.
For $20. So
did you get $20?
All I had was a $5 bill.
Where'd he go? call the cops. I mean, we can
like
smell.
A button, some lint, candy, toffee, mint, and your two tickets to Parma Heights.
You got rid of our two tickets to Parma Heights?
Yeah.
But we were going to go pack our bags and leave tonight. I thought that's where we were going to go because of the big special
pierogi cook-off there. I know. And the vampire of Parma was supposed to be there.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But still, well, I guess it's better that he's gone.
And the vampire of Parma, he's actually from Italy. Parma, Italy.
We can tell him to look out for the dwarf guy that just did that.
Yeah, maybe he could, like, bite his neck. Now, the vampire of Parma, any place in the world that has the name Parma, he visits. Even Heights, Parma
Village.
View, Parma Village.
Parma cheese.
Parma cheese, yeah. He loves Parmesan cheese. I mean, he is a vampire from Parma, Italy. But,
any Parma.
Any Parma,
Well, maybe
visit.
He can clean up our Parma. Keep it tidy from any riffraff that might be coming in. To be giving it such bad rep, you know, these times.
Well, we'll get an interview with him.
Oh, by all means.
Next time.
He converted that little kid that one time. Well, he wasn't really a kid, but I think it was a joke. But still, man, oh man.
Man, oh man.
Well, at least we've been tagged already, and we won't be hit again by that guy that stole the money from you and our two tickets to Parma Heights.
You know, I wanted to pack our bags and leave tonight, but I actually thought he was serious, because maybe, like, you know, you were taking the paper.
Well, I could see you thinking that, right.
Or maybe the janitor. I don't know.
Maybe he's in it.
Maybe he's
maybe
in it.
Maybe you're in it.
No.
Well, he didn't take any money from me, so... Ah, that's good drinks. We've got something.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to read the paper for a bit, so... Maybe when I'm done, you can read the paper.
It's the Tickle Antonio Show.
Hey!
La 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 la, here's a female jogger. As we gawk at the attractive female joggers...
We gawk at anybody walking past. Give them weird faces when
they... Is he leering at me as I jog?
This is the guy doing the car. He's cleaning. Well, that's a lady cleaning her car.
In a weird position.
With broccoli. East Rockport.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam, bam.
And the nice thing is the railroad track that just runs directly through the city.
Yeah, like you would think in Ashtabula County.
Right through the neighborhood. That's what's interesting.
There's no fence, no nothing.
Right down the middle of the neighborhood, this train track.
Here comes the bump.
Tracks.
Ah.
A squirrel frolics by the train track. Look at these beautiful trees. Leaves are turning already.
Yeah.
And it's not
it's
even...
It's going to be cool. Hopefully a cool... Stay cool. Relatively...
pleasant
yes.
Autumn.
Not a scalding hot
summer.
Seemingly cold.
No, man, my God.
Nice.
This previous summer, as you may have heard on previous episodes of the House of Cuckoo,
smoke.
Was a, oh my God, a sweltering, humid.
The muggy one.
Yeah, I hate.
Heavy heat. Dense heat.
The cuckoo is thankful for the cool weather.
Yes.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Amen.
That's a joyful noise unto the Lord. Godfly.
Praise to God.
Touch me, Lord.
It's time for that Jesus moment, everyone. All right. Everyone just sit together and hold your hands. We're just going to sing a song to the Lord, Jesus. Amen. And the skies were blue. It's Jesus within you. He loves to touch you all the time. It's Jesus' love from behind. Jesus' love from behind. And the morning misty air, Jesus brushed his hair.
From behind the tree, I saw the Lord. He began to say, touch me there. Lord, touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord. Oh, Lord, he touched you. Oh, Lord, he touched me. Now he's touching all of you. And you'll see.
And you'll see.
And it touches you.
Touched you.
Oh, and it touches you with his touch. Touching touch.
Touching touch.
Touch. Smoke me.
Touch me, Lord. Touch me, Lord. I'm still bored.
There from the Praise the Lord People's Group of Behringer, California. May they bring good songs to you and bless your hearts. Now a word from our sponsor, and we'll be back with Prayer Hour.
Prayer Hour on Touch Me Lord Radio.
Hey, if I was touched by the Lord, could I get a good lawyer to sue him? Depends. I felt I was touched by the Lord inappropriately.
Only his minions.
I could sue you, but you can't sue the Lord.
Lord God, fly.
You can't sue the concept. See? You can't sue that which is imaginary.
But you can sue for rights for things that are imaginary.
Yeah.
Rights to call things what they are.
Hey, could I sue to own the rights of the Lord?
You can sue to own
I want to own the copyright of the Bible.
Yeah, double fudge chocolate pinches.
Double fudge chocolate pinches?
Double fudge chocolate pinches.
What are double fudge chocolate pinches? They sound good.
Ancient secret recipe.
From which ancient civilization, buddy?
Rectatoriums.
Are you the company that makes them, or are you the man that bakes them?
I'm the man that bakes them.
Where can I buy these delicious cookies?
You can buy them at your local grocer. Double fudge chocolate pinches.
They're great. And they're by who?
They're by Asswax.
I love it. I love it. I lick it. I taste it.
S-Wax always has products coming out to us.
Always. They are makers and manufacturers of everything.
Yeah, and it's great to know that such a thing makes the ass smooth and shiny.
Yes. S-Wax brand S-Wax.
Has taken off so
well. Also has clothing, food products,
Big back, baby back, big back, beef ribs, whatever.
Yeah, I remember
big
that.
Big back, baby back,
Joy Cat and the...
Joy Kit, yes. They genetically alter kittens for our enjoyment.
I think they're working on a new style of digital toupees.
Digital toupees are the best, out. Yes.
The digital toupee. I'm not sure how it'll be, if it's a program thing and a hologram, or if the digital chip is in it and it makes it change colors with the seasons. I don't know.
Who knows how
or
that
you can
works.
Go from age to...
Do they slot your head and put like a SD card in there?
Well, that's what they're still doing tests on the mice. So
on the mice.
It'll be a while.
SD mice.
I love.
His radio show. Get in the groove.
Oh, yeah. Get your beat down. Break him all down.
This reminds me of music from an Argento film. Italian horror. I cut your face off with my knife.
Hey, what you do? My face!
My mama, she's a witch. My mama, she cut you too.
Why?
Son of a butch, I tell you. This is how it is. The blood must be drawn from the face of a child who is blinded on the seven sides of the world.
My child! None. None.
We will make him the vessel for our Lord. The leader, Dark Pooh.
Well, how are you today? Today's sacrifice will be brought to you today. And I will do it right here. Come on, Italian people, come on today.
See, it was this book I found when I in my travels to India. There in India, I found this book and it's a little statue. And I bring it home and I worship it. And it brings me great things in this Dark Pooh.
Hello, I am the statue.
See, it speaks to me. Hear it?
Oh, why you do? I can see the man holding it behind you. What are you saying?
No, it's not. It's the statue you speak.
You there, just the statue. Don't look at me that way. I am here to be looked at a different way. I am here to bring you luck. I am the statue.
That man who holds the statue is nothing but a vassal for the statue. The statue is to speak. Listen to it to speak.
My pasta! Stop him! Why you do this to your mother?
It's saucy, isn't it?
Wake up! Wake up! Vinicio, wake up!
I must worship everything that is not right for you!
He's not even an Indian, can't you see?
Bloody shut up, will you, woman? I'm trying to get something good, eh?
Look at this statue.
No!
You anger the statue.
Nah!
It brings its magic upon us all.
Hello, you gay. He's an imposter. Don't do it. No.
His magic is great, Amadar.
No, I've been an Indian since you.
I shall bring about the end of the time, the end of the world, the end of all the things. I pray unto thee, Scaduce, Scaduce, Lamarica, Quinto, Crota, Micaroto, Porcelati, Canadoci.
My tears, they wash away in the rain.
In the dark is a come. Feel it now as it wash over you. The Dakapoo!
What will happen in next episode of The Terror of Terrors? You'll have to tune in, find out, and make sure you keep your popcorn handy. That's Terror of Terrors! On the House of Cuckoos radio show. Tune it in. And be one of the group. Be somebody. Watch what we watch. And you too can be Cuckoo-loo. Good night. Tune in next week, everybody.
The House of Cuckoos.
Bye.
You just heard the brilliant artistic work of DJ Flower Mantis from our own Cleveland, Ohio, United States. Quite a cool mix there in the dubstep sound, if you like that kind of thing, and if you don't, that's a nice introduction. Very artistic, very different. Lovely introduction. Kick and beat all the way through. She has been DJing here for 8 years. I've checked out her other stuff, and it's very upbeat and dancey in any kind of different fashion. She says she's done old school hip hop and underground, but she mixes it up here with the dubstep. Coming up in the new sound on the House of Cuckoos radio show, putting it out there for everybody. She's also really big in Pakistan, but we liking her here, and the whole dubstep sound that she's putting out for us, something different here on the House of Cuckoos. And you can reach her on facebook.com/flowermantis, FLOWERMANTIS, or at soundcloud.com/flowermantis, one word. And she's really cool, quite upbeat, on the right kind of beat that she needs to be up on. So make sure you know what you want to be listening to when you visit her. Even if you don't, you're going to want to listen more. So, and we love it here at the House of Cuckoos. It had the place rocking and warming us up here in the wintertime when the House of Cuckoos are putting out this lovely psychedelic January-type episode. Make sure you enhance your hot cocoa while you sit and listen to this lovely music. Check out Flower Mantis here on the House of Cuckoos radio show. We're kicking it back, and back in we kick it. Yeah, buddy.
That is Ribbit Voice. I don't know what we're going to call it, but it'll be called something.
The Muggy Doll.
The Muggy Bog.
Put a lunchbox in your beanbag chair and sit comfortably.
I like to lie naked on
the front lawn.
Yes, that is always fun. Dew on my ass.
Oh.
Waking up, sun's just creeping up over the horizon. The neighbor walking. It was a front of the drive, the apron of the drive.
He's wearing
to get his newspaper. No. That's where sometimes the newspaper is tossed by the paper boy.
The real paper boy.
Yeah, on the bike. Like, you know, the pixelated paper boy, he's on the bike. And he throws the paper, makes it out of the apron. Man comes walking down to get his paper. On his way back, he notices me naked on the front lawn, sleeping.
Didn't touch it, did he?
No, he just stood staring at me for a minute or two. Shook his head and walked into the house.
Well, good. Last time he poked you with a stick, you got that weird scar.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain, and
there was a weird, like,
wrong,
you know,
neighbors were coming to help you, and Lenny Cranbag had a bottle of booze. It was weird. It was like a cops moment. But yeah, it's totally, it was not anything that everybody presumed it was, but it was terrible. But it was a good time, you know, as memories here, whenever a party happens, with a time that, you know, you were on our mini golf course in the back, and you attended to that girl's hole-in-one. It was quite a score, if I remember right.
This weekend, Ouch the Musical, with your greatest hits by everybody that you never heard of but think you thought you heard of one time before. I'm gonna slap you down, baby. With a great hit slap down. I'm gonna break you back. Also by the Ohio Performers performing.
Oh no. Bring on the show.
Oh, sure she did. And special guest performance by.
Hey, how you doing?
Steve Harvey.
Ah, glad to see you.
Welcome back. Ouch the Musical. Now that's a foot in your ass you can handle. Ouch! Sponsored by the Cleveland House Cookies and the Aswags Company. Thank you for all things Aswags. Get your tickets to Family Farm Buffet. Eat them before they eat you.
Welcome to Family Farm Buffet, where all the buffet is farmed out for all your families to eat. Why don't you come in, far and away to Farm Buffet? Come on in and eat. Here's some of our special people that are here every day. Mrs. Sonia, how are you today?
I'm fine. I love the Family Farm Buffet. Me and my family, we come here every week on Sunday after church.
What's your favorite meal here?
My favorite meal is the catfish claw. It's delicious with the chili on top and the whipped cream.
Aunt, wait, we have cat? We don't, no, we don't have cat.
It's good.
What's going on here, Ness? Mr. Dallas, how are you? How do you think of the buffet food? What's your favorite meal of the day?
My favorite meal of the day is the turkey leg.
And how is that turkey leg?
That is the best turkey leg I ever had. When I eat it, I feel like a real Viking.
Isn't that the best one? It's chewy.
It's chewy and the skin is just cooked just right.
That's right. At the buffet, we include all the bristles.
Too. I love the fact you guys serve beer. You serve beer. I love that.
Well, we're a family establishment and we
watch... Family Bar and Buffet. Sorry, sir. Family Bar and Buffet.
You need to set them too. If you see those beads in the back, that's the way you want to go. And you, little kid, how are you? How's the Pepsi here?
It's bubbly.
That's the way it should be. At Family Farm Buffet, you can't miss out on all the good food that we keep restocking. Why, over there's another foreign lady putting in more food. How are you? Thank you very much. Keep on working. It tastes great. It looks great. And who cares what it does to you, Family Farm Buffet? Come on, stop by Route 91 in Hudson.
Route 91 in Hudson.
Open 24 hours, but not consecutive.
That's how you do it.
Got no water, no furnace, huh? Keep your clean hands at home. Preach to someone else.
I've got dirty hands, dirty hands. He's the man with the dirty hands, dirty hands, dirty hands.
So Froggy works with, was in her little production room with other people of other production places, meaning her coworkers. And they were talking about Illuminati and Masons, and, you know, all the generic stereotypes. But like the real across the board stereo, you know, plastic type. Like they gotta read the articles, not just the headlines, you know. But is there a topic came up with discussion that is George Lucas and of the Illuminati group?
Yeah.
That's what I said. I said, that one's gone around. I said, he's part of the Joseph Campbell group, which kind of criticizes all that. You know, anybody that has to think they're a select group obviously has something, in a sense, flawed with their psychology, what has to keep them away. Like, so they're kind of in a way, I mean, if he's heading a network, like, I mean, yeah, he's got lots of money, probably in a few groups like that.
I've got the brains. You've got the brawn.
He doesn't have a degree in theology, yet he affects everybody spiritually. Amazing power, but I don't think he's a secret.
Oh, him and Spielberg are.
Which one's that?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I'm a successful CEO, Bradley Michaels. Because I sacrifice. I sacrifice friends and family to be a successful businessman. Do you know I sold my mother to China? $32,000.
Wow.
I got a deal off her. I'm the one who won in the end. My company's the biggest on Wall Street. And no, America's not moving. I can attest to that.
Well...
Listen here. You try to conduct an interview, but you don't want to accept the answers.
Well, sir...
I'll tell you a thing or two. My wife, she knows a real man walks into the room when she sees me.
Indeed, and,
I'm worth billions. Billions of dollars!
Well, to whom?
To my investors. I have a big summer home in Arizona. Overlooking a small lake. While some hicks in their trailers tend to the lawns, I'm sitting pretty.
Yeah, yes, how do we put this then? You see.
I work for no one. They work for me. I make and break people's lives.
Well, the only way you can do that is with this here, Mr. Jones. Now, please just take these pills, relax. We're just going to come back to you in a little bit. We know you've been feeling a little odd. Your family dropped you off here.
What? You're going to cut me off to play the sports cast? This is ridiculous.
Well, it is his turn now to watch. It is Mitchell's turn, you know, Mr.
I'm a successful CEO.
Yes, sir, you were.
Wall Street lived and died by my decisions.
Yes, sir. Now, those should be, you should be feeling pretty good right now. It should be kicking in about now. And off we go. And now your pony won the horse race.
Hey, it's my balloon. He is my balloon.
The moral of the story is that the heart of every rich CEO is an immature child who just wants more balloons. Quite profound by the House of Cuckoos, quite obscure to many of the listeners, and in a fun way, quite irreverent to anything they have to do. Please enjoy more great hits from the House of Cuckoos. I'm a pretentious prick who decided to speak on their behalf. Thank you!
It blacked out and faded out at the right moment. That was weird.
What do you say? How about another one? I want some popcorn. You got it for me?
Why are you kids getting the hell out of my barn? Why are you in here with that recording equipment and stuff? Get in your own damn house next door. God damn, cuckoo people. Come on, man. Get the hell out. You're scaring my chickens and my horses.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
It was his idea.
Cuckoo has to move. All right. Oh, I'm just going to shut it down for now. I can't carry this and record.
Walk and talk. My legs are sore.
Up we go. We got hay in your there. Yeah.
Hey.
How's Cuckoo's radio show?
Polya.
Yeah, like pull your you know what. There you go.
Pull your you know what.
It's all that kind of
pull your you, pull your you. No, here, let's see what that is. Ooh, my fat fingers are not touching.
Is that a translation?
My fat fingers. Cock. Dick. Cock. Prick. Pork. Chick. Dong. Pull.
God damn it. Jug. I'm on the pot.
Dong.
God damn it.
Poya. That dirty? That's dirty. I shouldn't be saying that stuff. I'm over here saying it like it's fun. So that we may have some Spanish. That sounds like they're foul.
Well, we
swear it in Spanish.
We said Roja.
Poya Roja. That's something completely different.
Pull your cockroach.
La cucaracha. La cucaracha. Racha. Racha. Poya racha. Poya racha.
We pull your racha. I ain't touching
penis roach.
Penis roach, get it out of here.
Pull. Yeah.
Don't pull my penis, Roach.
Don't you touch my boya. If that is the proper usage. If that is the proper usage. Well, there you have it. Michelle Fan.
Excuse me. Can I swim here? Is this the swimming area?
This is a no swimming zone.
Can you tell me where the swimming area is?
The swimming area, you walk about 72 steps to the east, and then you look to your left, and then you make a right, and then you step 42 paces.
That's the swimming area.
The swimming area for you.
Now I have to wear my things on my arms. Is that okay too?
That's all right, but watch out for the floating mines. They were left over from World War II.
All this in the YM. MCA?
It's beautiful.
This is a big place.
It is. It's Pot Requiem and Pot Mortuarium.
Do you work here?
Yes, I am.
Where do I need to go again?
You need to go east 72 steps and then look to your left.
Right.
And then make a right.
Okay.
And take 42 paces.
Oh, okay.
On your way there, beware of the clapjaw trap.
Where's that clapjaw?
That's halfway to the east, around step 32.
How far away is that from here? Why is everything so far? Okay, I'm going. Whoa. Oh, I'm falling in. What's going on?
I'm in the water.
I'm in the water. Why does everybody keep calling me a little boy?
I'm a dwarfish.
I'm 28.
You don't look 28. You're a pickle.
Am I drowning and dying?
You are floating and smiling.
Whoa. Are you the water god?
I am the god of nothing but everything and someone.
So why can't we swim here?
Who said you can't swim here? Everyone's allowed to swim here.
The man lady said we couldn't
people
swim here.
People try to stop people from dancing.
But I'm here.
We are Requiem.
Are you gonna hurt me?
We are dancing.
I have floaties.
We are living large in the love bubbles.
Is this champagne?
Not in your wildest dream.
Am I gonna get out of this?
You will wake and pee in your bed.
I don't want to pee in my bed.
Oh, but you won't. You will be standing on top of the chest of your fifth grade teacher.
Can I just go swimming?
Oh, dance with me.
But I just want
to
swim.
To the top is below, but beneath is everything.
Well, what's down there?
Oh, beware.
Is it scary?
It's your tempestuous dream.
But I just want to go swimming.
You could swim down there.
Down there is everything?
It's everything you ever wanted. But above is everything you ever need.
All I want to do is swim above. Do I need to go below so I can swim above?
Oh, if you want to go below.
Are you tempting
you
me, Bubble Man? Above?
Above or below? Your choice is your own.
Are there sharks?
Well, sharks dwell everywhere.
Are there octopuses?
Octopi by the mile.
Are there starfish attackers?
Oh, starfish lover.
Then I'm going back up.
Oh.
You can let go on my leg now.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I woke up and beat the bed. Be lying.
Bye.
You didn't use a long spoon to stir it. Long spoon.
Tesla levels. Check, check, check. Check, 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 check.
Testicles.
Testicles. Testicles.
Yeah, that check, party check. Last night was cool.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was a vaudeville-esque party. So everybody, not everybody, but the majority of the people were dressed in, like, you know, period piece outfits from, like, the 1890s, 1920. That whole vaudeville, I don't know. I don't know when that era ended. But I had a morning coat on. I had my bowler hat. And I had a little, my plaid tie, my green plaid tie that I would always wear to work.
Yeah.
When I would do retail sales in my button up, I wore that green plaid tie, but I tied it really short. So it was like up there and everybody was like, that adds to the effect.
The Laurel Hardy-ish.
Yep.
Esque.
That's why I was doing it.
Were you fiddling? Finger fiddling?
I was holding my coat up here and harumphing. Harumph. Somebody said to me, hey.
Yeah, they got that somebody that actually,
You look like a mayor. The mayor of Cheeston. And I'm like, that's for cheesy to you. Yeah, it was funny. It was pretty cool. No, I didn't have it. All I drank was Red Bull. I left there about 1 o'clock. I'm drinking Red Bull, but that stuff didn't keep me awake.
Oh, yeah. It's not.
It doesn't have its energy properties anymore. I think they lessened the
now
energy
Now that people
properties.
Are addicted to it in the sense of buying it as a trend, a product trend, I think now they've manipulated
it. And then they mix it in drinks a lot, but there's no...
It's flavor.
It's not energy like
they
used to.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah. It doesn't give me a kick like it used to. Now, I don't drink Red Bull all the time. I only had, what, 2? It was my first 2 Red Bulls I've had in a couple years because I really don't drink Red Bull. Not that I don't like it, just that's too expensive. If you go into a store for the little amount they give you, they charge you too much money for that. So I go to a different gas station / convenience store that has their own specific energy drink to that store, like this
BP brand.
No, it's
it goes down real smooth, then it comes right back up
and slicks everything over with oil. You get a bigger can and it's cheaper, and it actually is more. Yeah, it's not gonna fit, and it actually gives you more energy. I think it's a better energy drink. Tastes just as good as I like the taste of Red Bull. It reminds me of Smarties.
The taste of liquid Smarties.
Yes, it
caffeine
does.
Caffeine based.
Carbonated liquid Smarties. That's what it reminds me of. Pretty good stuff.
Ticker time.
The moon. It's a nice moon.
I just did that for
what is
the
that?
Old lady.
Oh, I thought that was in crayon. Is that in crayon?
It's marker.
Yeah.
Then marker over, and then highlighter, blue highlighter, pink highlighter. And then white cream.
Okay.
And then I went back over the black again.
Canvas makes it look like it was all used in crayon, which is cool. There are some people out there who, crayon, I mean, you cannot use
art. And that's my contention
crayon
is that
art,
using the basic simple things, you know, that's why I don't want to get ridiculously complex, because it's not, so I posted it on there.
A sleep charm.
Blowjob isn't money. We'll come back on that.
Unintended.
I wouldn't want secrets given away. Anyways, but yes.
Sir Cromwell, we've brought in some witches.
Kids, that witches, he means hot dogs.
They'll be out in full force this evening.
Yeah, we're burning witches. We're burning witches. We're burning witches.
Oh, we're going to burn a lot of witches this evening, children.
Get out of here with your nonsense, you. Scare the children. Do they have hot dogs in Britain? Are they Venus?
Once you have a Venus...
I see a hot dog from here.
About to squeeze.
You're looking in the refrigerator.
Because I didn't. I knew we had eggs, but I didn't know how to cook those eggs 4 days behind. Any 4-day-old cuckoo eggs. 4-day past expiration.
No.
It's a conundrum. For breakfast.
There are no breakfast.
There
are
he
no
who breakfast. Had laid the last egg, laid the last let egg. It sit it too long. Sit it yes. too long. Yes. 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 I scrubs it. I scrubs it. I scrubs it.
4 day, all day.
4 day, all day.
4 day, all day.
Four day old eggs. That's old English was for day old eggs.
Four day old eggs.
Eat 4 day old eggs.
See us on TV right now.
Yeah, see?
As you're listening
to us,
turn
on your
us,
television right
we're
now.
Right there.
Find a television or a monitor.
And
turn
right
it on. There.
There
you are.
You'll see us.
Because anything.
Put on C-SPAN. You'll see the House of Cuckoos.
Because it's everything that we see. Or wait. Everything. Everywhere you see is. Wait.
Everything
you are,
that you see is where we are.
Yes. We are omnipotent.
Omnipotent. Omniscient.
Which is really tiring. So if you guys could just quit asking us for stuff.
Omnisexual? Is that one? Can that be one? All sexes?
Everywhere at once?
Every sex at once.
I guess that would be the word itself. The word sex itself could be.
Omnisexual. Every sex at once. All sex at once. All sex everywhere, anywhere, at any time. Omnisexual.
Right. Does that also include splitting of, you know...
Budding asexual?
Yeah. I mean, do you want all these on videotape to watch?
I am all sexual. Oh.
So you can lay an egg and everything?
I can do it all. I am the omnisex man.
Now you show up at the end of our episode?
Yes.
Are you a demon possessing Antonio, or...
I am the presence of omnisexual man.
Oh, all right. Well, then how come some people out there aren't getting any? Because you're sucking it all up?
He who sexes himself sexes everyone.
Oh, so it's kind of like love itself, isn't it?
It's sex omnisex.
Can anyone buy this?
Anyone can be it if they choose to free it.
All right, and getting funky with. Well, we will leave you to your multitudinous. Back,
Wow.
Oh, here, you dropped your, vodka.
My pencil. Where is it?
Here, they're next to your Eugene Levy glass.
Oh, nice. Eugene Levy.
flooded here. It's all streaming. There go the ducks floating down the street.
Yep.
Well, at least we have our canoes.
Yeah, no canoes would be bad canoes.
Yes. No canoes is bad canoes when there's a flood.
At the House of Cuckoos.
At the House of Cuckoos.
Cuckoo canoe. Cuckoo canoe.
Cuckoo canoe. I am the cuckoo.
Canoe.
I am the cuckoo.
Canoe.
We are the cuckoos.
All dry now.
Yeah.
In being well, said. But
on that note, we have to let the paper boy out of our basement now.
Oh, yeah.
He has a job to do.
That's right.
We have him printing newspaper downstairs for us. We make all the profit on it.
Yeah, it's been a new way to remake the contract, because I guess he extorted you earlier $20, but now you decide to do a scheme with him, and he dumped working with his dad to come over and do this new scheme with paper.
Yep.
So, and now his dad's cashing in by delivering them for us, so it all works out. Everyone gets paid.
Yes, it's like a giant Ponzi scheme.
That's right. Hey! Oh, wait, that's Fonzie.
Yeah, buddy.
Fonzie's cool. Yeah, ours is more of a Fonzie scheme.
Close.
It just works on TV.
www.thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com. CUCKOOM.